The series pairs the best in local talent alongside the most exciting young poets from across the country. The night usually features 4 to 6 poets and a musical act. The November Improved Lighting reading was this Saturday evening. The night featured poetry from 4 poets from the independent press Bloof Books, as well as poetry from Chris Martin and Mary Austin Speaker, who happened to be married. The Bloof poets came through town from a southern road tour they were doing. By the time they made it to Fayetteville, they'd had readings every night of the week. Chris and Mary drove down from Iowa City, where they've recently moved from Brooklyn, so Chris can go to the Iowa Writers' Workshop. Chris's second book of poetry, Becoming Weather, was recently released by Coffeehouse Press.
For better or worse, there's a lot to tell about those poems. There's a lot of thought behind the structure and the ideas that went into them. It's basically composed of 3 long poems. Each one is very different from the other, at least in form. The first one is called Disequilibrium, and I first came across that term when reading the work of Jean Piaget, the educational psychologist, and he talked about disequilibrium as the kind of state where you have encountered some new novel information, and because you don't know how to fit it into the kind of, like, we call them schemas, like the structures that you previously built for information in your head, you have to, like, exist in a state of disequilibrium while you shift everything around until you can assimilate that new information. So it's basically like this kind of vertigo, where it was his claim that that's where all true learning occurred. So you actually had to face something that you couldn't assimilate until you could learn anything about anything. But I took that kind of a step further and tried to think about how balance or stillness might be similar to silence in the way that John Cage was thinking about it. So that I might, in this long poem, which is like around 30, 40 pages, attempt a kind of disproof of stillness in the same way that John Cage did silence. So thinking about not a kind of balance or equilibrium being the underlying kind of structure of existence, but more like a disequilibrium, which I do think is very different from chaos.
Chris's poems have a lot to do with music. His first book of poetry is actually titled American Music. So it makes sense that when he reads, he brings music into the fray. When he read Saturday Night, he did something which he called choral rapping.
I was a rapper, in a sense, before I was a poet. Like, rap was available to me as a form before poetry was. And when I first kind of discovered poetry as something that I might want to do, within that kind of larger idea of song that I was talking about, rap was continuing, you know, alongside that. So I've always done both. And I've always opened up and closed my readings with raps. Sometimes these days I'll only maybe close it with a rap. But now I've just moved into a new form where, over the past maybe year and a half, 2 years, I've been exploring what I call choral rap. Don't know if anyone else is practicing this art form yet, but I'm very interested in kind of dispersing not only the authorship, but the embarrassment of rap in performance. So I've been writing these pieces that require multiple rappers and multiple voices. And one of the voices that you will for sure hear in Fayetteville will be my wife, Mary Austin Speaker, who has become a very good choral rapping ally.
As Mary explains, it's not really the kind of rapping we're used to hearing on the radio.
This is basically like a twining, like a braiding of voices. So I never have to rap alone, which is one of the reasons that I do that. And I one of the first readings that I went to of Chris's was years and years ago, not too long after Becoming Mother had come out. I mean, after American Music had come out. And he had done this project at the St. Mark's Poetry Project where he had he has this poem called I'm a Joke Too, which is made up of all these different lines from American Music. And he had eight people standing up and they, in a line, they did this braided rap that was just totally stunning the way that it turned out at the end. I hesitate to say that I'm rapping as much as I'm participating in a choral rap. It's totally in service of these projects that he does that I'm totally in support of.
In addition to writing poetry, Mary is also a book designer. She designed the interiors of the book Just Kids by Patti Smith.
That was definitely the most hands-on author experience I've ever had. Patti was with me every moment of the process, and she spent, that book was under contract about 12 years before we received the manuscript. So she had been working on that book for a long, long time, and she was obviously very, very concerned about how it was going to finally shape up, and she considered all of these things to be, part of her tribute to Robert Mapplethorpe. Every detail, she was really invoking his spirit of perfection and keeping track of every single little detail. And she wanted everything to be in service of being a tribute to her and Robert. And so she had a ton of art that she gave me that she wanted to be included in the book, and we talked a lot about which pieces would be best in service of the text. And there were many moments when my heart got quietly broken as she would say, I don't really want to include this picture of me and William Burroughs, even though it's so amazing. And that was totally because she's very, very smart about how she chooses what materials make their way into the world. She is her own archivist, and she has tons and tons and tons of material. She has, I'm sure, 15 books worth of material in her, and she wants to be very careful about in what form each of those things come out in the world.
The next improved lighting reading takes place at Nightbird Books December 10th. It will feature the independent poetry press Birds LLC. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.